This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Okay, so recording is started. Hello and welcome to a special movie / sci-fi noise.
Hi.
I'm your host, Derek Howard. You can find Movie Noise at movienoise.com and Sci-Fi Noise at sci-fi-noise.com. Both are part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at DeliberateNoise.com. I'm used to saying comicbooknoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me, Derek Coward, on Facebook or Twitter, or you can follow me on Instagram under the name Comic Book Noise. Before I go any further, I'm going to say right now, there will be spoilers. We are going to talk about Star Wars Episode 7.
Awakens.
The Force Awakens, and with me, once again, doing this parking lot review, because we just walked out. We're sitting in the parking lot. We're letting this car warm up. So with me is my son, Steven, and my daughter, Araya.
Hi. Hello.
And right now, both of them are bubbling. They cannot wait. So, the first question, what'd you guys think of the movie?
I loved it.
It was amazing.
I can't even describe how excited I was. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Talk.
It was amazing. I started crying when I saw some of the old characters come back.
Okay. Now, Steven, you have never seen a Star Wars movie all the way through before, correct?
Nope. I've fallen asleep through every one I've tried to watch.
Okay, you've only tried to watch one.
You know what, man? It's still true.
Yes, but you only tried to watch one. And the one that you tried to watch was
The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace. So, believe me when I say, not missing a whole lot. All right, so, as you know, there are three questions. All right? What did you like? What didn't you like? What was your favorite part? All right? Okay. So, first, we're going to start off. What did you like about the movie? Araya?
I loved all the action there was. All the lightsaber fighting and the resistance. They were shooting. It looked like the Death Star, but I don't remember what it was called.
It actually looked like a Pokeball.
It did.
Yeah, it did. And I loved that. My favorite part...
Hold on. We'll get there. Hold on, Steven. What did you like about the movie? Although I already know what you like.
There was a black main character who didn't die until like almost the end of the movie.
That's what you... I thought you were going to say something different.
No, what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say you liked the way that they mixed the humor in with the action.
Well, yeah.
Because you mentioned it like four times while we were watching.
Like every serious scene, they had some humor in it, and I liked that.
Okay. What did you think about that part, Ryan?
I liked it.
Okay, because I know that you're not really a comedy person.
Not really.
Because me, I like comedies, but I don't like comedy in my action.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, if there's a movie called Spaceballs.
I seen it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Me neither.
I didn't like it. Oh, and Steven, you asked me where you saw Harrison Ford from. He was also Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and... You know, Raider Lost Ark.
I don't remember him from that.
Wow, where do you remember him from then?
I remember the voice, but I don't remember where from.
Okay. Well, anyway. All right, what did you not like about the movie?
Who are you starting with?
I'm starting with Steven this time, because I'll start with you last time.
I know why they did it. I didn't like all, like, the flashy scenes, because it was kind of hard to watch.
What do you mean flashy?
Like when they had a bunch of lightsaber fights and sparks were flying everywhere, like in that one fight between, I don't remember either of their names.
Rey. And Kylo?
Yeah.
Okay. And Rai, what did you not like about the movie?
What I did not like was when Kylo stabbed Han in the chest with his lightsaber. I was about to cry.
I thought that was cool, though.
Why did you think that was cool? Because a son killing his father? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not cool at all.
Is that what you're trying to say? You like it when sons kill fathers in movies? You're a horrible human being.
For
you're
a second, I thought Kylo was going to turn back to the good, the light side. But then when he opened up his lightsaber and stabbed Han, I was like, no!
I was talking through the entire thing, and I called it. I said, watch Han die, like,
yeah.
No.
When they entered that room, you were like, watch Han die. Now, I thought he was going to die for a different reason that you, Araya, you may get, Steven, you wouldn't get because you didn't see the movie. But that whole scene where they're talking to one another, when he called him Ben, that's the name of Ben Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi from episode 4. And when they had that face off, I was like, yeah, he's going to end up just like Ben Kenobi. Talking about the old man. All right, now, what I'm trying to think what I didn't like. What I did not like about it. You know, I'm drawing a blank. Maybe there was, like, a couple of parts where I didn't like the music, maybe. I don't know. But even then, the music was on point, so I can't really say that. All right, what was your favorite part of the movie, Araya? Who goes first, Steven?
You went first.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to go first then.
Okay.
There you go.
That's fair.
I'm the host. Anyway, my favorite part was not one single part, but it was a whole bunch of throwbacks thematically to the first movie, because that is my favorite Star Wars movie, right? Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. Excuse me. That's my favorite movie, right? And there were a bunch of little moments that reminded me of that. Like when Finn wanted to run away, mm-hmm. right? That reminded me so much of Han Solo in Star Wars, because Han Solo didn't want to be there. He just wanted to make some money and leave. And just like Finn had this crisis of conscience and he could not kill anymore. I really enjoyed that. There's, like I said, there's a bunch of little things. The way how Kylo Ren was walking just like Darth Vader. And a bunch of those scenes. I mean, it was just really, really good. I just really enjoyed it. Oh, now I remember what I didn't like about it. The one thing I didn't like is, was it Captain Phasma? Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to have a bigger role.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, you know, this is the first female bad guy they've had in the Star Wars movies. And so I was hoping that they were going to do more with her, and they didn't. But, oh well. All right, so, Araya.
Okay, my favorite part was when Rey found Luke on the mountain, and she was giving him his lightsaber.
Right.
And when he pulled down his hood, I was like, oh my god, it's Luke Skywalker!
Yeah, you fangirled out for every old character. Did you notice that?
Yes, is that bad?
No, it's just, it was funny. It's like, there's somebody new. I looked over at Araya. Did you notice that? First they showed Hannah, looked over Araya. Then there's Chewie, looked over Araya. Then there's C-3PO, looked over Araya. There's
Chris Leia,
looked
over
Araya. Yeah, I looked at Araya,
That was the best reaction I ever
did. Right.
I reacted the most when I saw Luke.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say that. Steven, your favorite part?
I always have trouble answering this question.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I was probably the scene with Han Solo and Kylo.
When he killed his father. What is it with you? You like that.
But that
I have to watch out for you, don't I?
Murderous. Maybe.
Murderous. Oh, and one thing else I did like was the relationship with Finn and Rey. I mean, those two, you could feel that they were friends, you know?
I take what I said back.
What?
My favorite part is when Rey touched the lightsaber and she got all those visions.
Right, her origin story, basically.
Yeah.
So, would you recommend the movie?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So would I. I can't wait for the next one. That's exactly what Steven said. As soon as the credits start.
I can't wait for episode 8.
Right.
If they ever make an episode 8.
They're making an episode 8 and an episode 9.
I think they've made too much money from episode 7.
They made too much money from episode 1. And that was like, well,
true.
Episode 2 was like the most critically reviled.
And what I also loved about it was how they opened up the movie with the signature theme song
and the ending. And you know, if you listened when Han died and they were showing Leia, you could hear part of Leia's theme in there, too.
Yes, I could. Yeah.
Something else that I thought was really cool is when...
Doctor Who thing?
No. Well, yes. But when they had Kylo Ren and Han Solo, half of Kylo's face was blue.
Yeah.
And half of his face was red.
Yeah. To show, you know...
The light side and the dark side.
I know. You got it. You're no dummy.
I know.
You pick up on things. You don't pick up your room, but you pick up on things. Anyway, do you have any final things to say?
Go watch this movie.
All right.
Nope.
All right.
Watch this movie.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. Please watch this movie. And I'll be back soon with another episode of whichever show you're listening to this in. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go to